The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
There we go. It is time for the big show. TGIF, it is Friday. Right here in the Pacific Northwest, we got a big, big, big show lined up for you. Right here on the sideline on KLAY, I am half of the sideline. I am Pete.
And I'm the other half, your Friday night delight, Tony.
There we go. Hey, real quick, let's get some business out of the way. I want to say hello to one of our fine listeners listening from Dallas. That'd be Megan listening online on KLAY1180.com. Hello, Megan.
Way to go, Megan. We're also going to say hello to John down there at 76.
Yes, sir. Working on Bridgeport.
Working on Bridgeport. I think it's like, what it's at, 108th Street.
Yep.
Corner there, Bridgeport. Tuning in, listening to us right now as we speak. It's always good to have new first-time listeners.
Taking the sideline
global. Well, welcome to the sideline there, John, and welcome to the sideline, our new friends down in Dallas.
There you go. Big show lined up for you. We do have the Tacoma Rainiers, Brad Nelson coming on, John Billings from the Tacoma Tide in the first hour. We've got a lot of topics to talk about, and I do want to say hello to our newest partner, that is Signs Now. Signs Now serving Washington since 1986 with three convenient locations, providing professional services for all of your visual graphic needs, specializing in banners, sign displays, vehicle graphics, screen printing, large format, full color graphics, and much more in Tacoma. Check them out, 253-474-9812, signsnowwa.com.
Remind me when I do the 4 o'clock shout today.
Yes.
To include new first-time listener from the state of Delaware. You know what? I was actually surprised that people actually live in the state of Delaware. I mean, it's always been in existence.
This is that East Coast beef you have going on.
No. It's no beef, but I mean, the state is like the size of a shoebox. And I mean, I thought the only things there were politicians and fake companies, because all the fake companies register in the state of Delaware because of the lack of regulations that they do. But we're not political talk anyway. We're sports talk.
We are sports talk.
We're here to bring it.
Real quick, I want to get this out of the way because I know how much of a soccer fan you are. We chose what topic we're going to start off with, but I do have to at least touch base on it. Tony, the World Cup kicked off today. In my opinion, I did watch at least most of both games. The first one, of course, being South Africa and Mexico, and the second one being Uruguay and France. Both games, of course, tied. And they only play two games per day, so I got all the World Cup action in today. USA plays tomorrow. Tony watched a couple seconds of it, didn't you?
Sort of, kind of. I mean, you know, for me to say yeah wouldn't be an outright lie. But for me to say no wouldn't be the furthest thing from the truth either. And what had happened was I was on some business calls today.
Diligently working as usual.
Yes. And I was tricked, people, by my own co-host and friend here across the desk from me, in which he sent, and I received a text message from him saying, quick, turn on the ESPN. So here I am, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, breaking news today. Just let me check in and see what's on ESPN.
Negative.
And what do? I turn on the TV, and the picture's just coming in. I didn't have the TV on. Turned it on, turned on the cable. Picture's just loading up. And I actually put it on FSN first. And I was like, oh, that's not the right channel. So I flipped the channel up, and I'm waiting for the little info preview to come up in the bottom. And I saw World Cup soccer and just turned the TV off before I even got to watch anything transpire. But Yeah, you got me.
I got you. Hey,
you got me.
Hey, real quick, the numbers if you want to join in on the program today, 253-584-1480, or toll free from King County, 253-804-5765. Those are the numbers to get off the sideline and into the game.
But I'll tell you what, Pete.
What's that?
Now that you've opened the door to punked,
uh-oh,
the floodgates are
on. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a master, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried. So, as I gave the shout-out to Megan earlier, if you're somewhere where you cannot receive the KLAY signal, you can take us anywhere you are. Go to the KLAY website. That's KLAY1180.com. Click on the Listen Live link, and we're mobile. Take us everywhere. And call in. Go to our website, onthesl.com, big time sports, sports talk for the community. Tony, where are we going first? What's our first topic? I'll let you pick here.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, where does Tony want to go? I like this game. We could play it all day. Let's start with...
I want to go to Vegas.
Let's talk with what's hot. You know what's hot right now?
The weather in Texas?
Definitely, because it's not the weather in Seattle.
You got that right.
Definitely. Let's talk a little NHL.
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 Season wrapped up.
Season wrapped
up. It's over. 9 months of hockey.
In unbelievable fashion. You know, to say that I'm amazed and flabbergasted and shocked and in awe, and there's just not the right words of great proportion to show how overwhelmed I am about this whole situation. Two teams that I wouldn't even imagine had any business doing in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Being in the finals, right.
Are there. And one of them won. The president must be, like, happy as all get out.
Oh, they'll get a trip to the White House for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mr. Obama, a big Chicago fan. Of course, the Blackhawks wrapping up their first Stanley Cup title, taking home the trophy for the first time since 1961.
Ooh,
49
since before
years.
I was born.
Yes.
Way.
Before I was born, too.
Way back in the day.
Before I was born.
Way back.
Back when they used real wooden sticks.
Back in the time.
Before graphite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, taking out the Philly Flyers, who, you know, they had a pretty impressive run going through the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially what they did to Boston. But you're right, two teams that I was real shocked to see make it to the finals. But my team won of the two.
What's even more amazing about that is they took out Montreal. Now, Montreal wasn't a powerhouse. They weren't the most sophisticated or suave team out there on the ice. But the teams they managed to dismantle along the way
right.
were powerhouses.
Right.
They were those suave, sophisticated teams. They beat a Washington Capitals team they had no business beating. They beat the defending champions, Pittsburgh Penguins, which they had no rhyme or reason for actually beating that team besides being the hardest, grittiest competitor when it came down to it.
The fact that they made it to the finals, though, that gave Washington at least some sort of reprieve because they were – that series completely blew everyone's bracket for the playoffs because Washington was picked to win it all. And then to be taken out by Philly that quick, you know, it was not only surprising.
No, Washington was taken out by Montreal.
Right, but yeah. That's what I meant. But Philly, of course, took Montreal out.
Yeah.
So, in kind of a roundabout way, they took out Washington, and what they did to Boston too. I mean, those are teams that Philly had no business getting past, but they did. They made it. They won two games against Chicago, and now they're home for the summer. Of course, hockey one of the longer seasons out there. 9 months of ice time, so we only have to wait 2 or 3 more months till training camp opens and we're back to hockey.
Did you know the only time I enjoy ice
is in your drink?
Is during hockey season.
Really?
I don't even enjoy ice in my drink.
And that's a fact.
I don't like it cold.
That's a fact.
I'm not a man of extremes. I don't like it cold, and I don't like it hot. I like it just right.
Root beer, no ice.
Mm-hmm. Just
we know
right.
How that one goes. All right, so we did the hockey thing. What's the next topic, T?
Let's go with a little bit of NBA Finals.
There we go. That'll work. We're up against a break coming up here. NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. You took Boston in 6. I took Boston in 6. We're both right on cue for that. Do we both think that Boston can win the next game Sunday night in Boston and then go to L.A. and win the first game in L.A. to do it in 6?
Of course we do.
Absolutely.
Because we both chose them to do that.
Hands down.
Yep. So probably even more, what I'm probably more happy about at this point more thrilled about, I'll say, besides being on track for Boston to win in six, is the fact that I had a personal bet.
You did?
With your stepdad.
Mr. Paul Dade?
Mm-hmm. Calling his name out. That wasn't me, Pauly Paul. But I did have this bet out, and it was that he thought the Lakers would win it all. And I said, whoa, what are we talking here? And he says, 4-1, the Lakers would win. So I'm sorry, Paul, to once again be the bearer of bad news, but I got you.
Even if LA goes on to win, which I don't think is going to happen, you're right, you won. Boston, mm-hmm. Boston will have at least taken two games. So.
Yep.
But I just don't think LA is going to be able to stop Boston. I think they're absolutely going to lose the game in Boston, and Boston is going to win at least one of two games in LA. So there we go. I think we're going to be crowning the Celtics again, another Eastern Conference victorious team in the NBA Finals.
I know. I don't even like the Celtics, but when it comes to the Lakers, who I like even less, then it's rah-rah Boston.
Did you see what Nate Robinson said in the postgame conference last night? He's sitting right next to Big Baby Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how in the fourth quarter, you know, Doc Rivers had him out there for so long. Didn't sub him, had the bench out there playing most of the fourth quarter. And they wanted to give their shout out to Doc Rivers. You know, they love you, Doc, and this and that. And they were talking about the chemistry between Nate Robinson, who is, you know, your size, and Big Baby Davis, who's Big Baby Davis. And Nate Robinson, yeah, we're a good team. We're like Shrek and the Donkey.
That's a horrible comparison.
It was hilarious. I guess you had to see it. I'll cue that up for you so you can watch it. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY, 584-1480, toll-free from King County, 253-804-5765. We are back in 2 minutes. Hey, it's Pete from The Sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring The Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. Why is it important? Because 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from a heart attack or stroke. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk for heart attack. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Sideline on KLAY 1180 AM.
And we are not alone.
We are not alone. It is time. It's the second segment. It's time for our Meet the Rainiers segment. On the line with us right now, we have star infielder from the Rainiers, Mr. Brad Nelson. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I appreciate you calling in today.
How's it going, Brad?
Very good. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good.
Having a fantastic season so far. You know, the record's probably not where you guys want it to be, but you're right there at the top of the standings going back and forth with Salt Lake. First year with the Seattle organization. How do you like it? Or second year, actually.
Yeah, well, whole second year. I got here partway through about this time last year, and no, everything's been great about it. I think everybody knows around this area there's hopefully a great opportunity if a position opens up with the big league club. But we all got to do our job down here in the minor leagues in order to get that chance to maybe hopefully make it in the big leagues.
Well, now, Brad, we're definitely not experiencing life how they are in Southern California. But I must apologize. The weather out here is not as bad as it's recently been. So I know for you to just be here within, like, just a year span, you've probably got a horrible impression of what it's actually like to live in Washington.
Man,
at this time.
50-50 on that. Last year I came over here, it was beautiful. No rainouts, no nothing. I go back home in the Midwest, Iowa, and I'm like, oh, it's beautiful out there. You guys got to come visit. Now this year I'm like, holy cow, you bring your rain boots, ponchos, everything. It's I've seen both, and either or, I still enjoy it, and it's not that bad by any means.
Now you actually came up with the organization that is my favorite National League team. I used to live in Milwaukee. You came up with the Brewers organization. You know, a lot of history back there with Milwaukee baseball, of course. Bud Selig right there. He was the owner of the Brewers for a long time. Got Bob Uecker calling the games for the Brewers. What was it like the first time you actually stepped on the field there at Miller Park? And first time you played Major League Baseball.
Oh, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I mean, not only just for, you know, being a Midwesterner, that's one of the closest teams, you know, to maybe pick and choose from of being a fan of. But I was very fortunate of the guys that the current GM of Seattle, Jack Zaranzic, drafted a lot of us young guys, and we came up. So I was fortunate to play with Prince, Ricky Weeks, Corey Hart, and J.J. Hardy at the time. And so when I got up there, it was a young nucleus that is there right now. And so it made it a lot easier. And then, heck, you know, last year when they bring over, like, CC, or the year before, CC Sabathia and different things, it's just, like, it's surreal. And it was a great memories, and I enjoyed my time there. And hopefully I can have other stories with a new team now.
Okay. Now, in high school, many of us athletes play a lot of different sports, a lot of different positions. At what time and age in your life did you know it was going to be baseball?
I don't know. Growing up in Iowa, you know, there's no for wrestling. I didn't enjoy that by any means. I don't want to be a heavyweight wrestler or anything. So I remember writing a paper in fourth grade that said, this is what I want to do. And I spent my Christmas money. I grew up on a farm. I spent my Christmas money on a pitching machine. And I knew some people that had an old tore up net, and we put that up in our backyard. And it kind of just from there, just kept on going. And like I said, Iowa baseball is nothing to gloat about by any means. And I had to travel around and do some different showcases to showcase myself. But I'd say fourth grade is when I was like, okay, this sounds fun.
Now, looking at your batting record coming all the way up from rookie ball all the way to where you are right now, we're seeing, you know, double digit home runs every single year. What's it like hitting there at Cheney Stadium, where you have that monster wall 425 feet away there in center field? Is that a good park to hit in? Do you like Cheney Stadium?
It can be frustrating, that's for sure. But I enjoy it. There's a lot of history here, that's for sure, with the stadium here. It is what it is. You gotta, in everything in life in general, you gotta, you know, deal with what's around you. And the huge fence and everything, hey, you just got to be a smart guy and not hit it to the 425 center field, I guess, sometimes. But overall, it's not bad, and you got to work with what your elements.
You know, speaking of that huge wall out there, have you ever purposely aimed at that Alaska Airlines plane tail, you know, that's like sticking right above, and tried to like hit one to it?
It's awesome. I'm outside right now in the dugout, so I'm looking at it exactly what you're looking at. And if I haven't, maybe I should do that tonight and see what we can do for some damage and get that tail off the fence.
There we go. Now you've spent time with National League, American League teams, and of course in the minor leagues. It just depends on who the parent club is. Do you see a big difference in Major League in the different styles of pitching from National League to American League?
I mean, anytime you add an extra, how we kid around with the baseball, athlete, instead of a pitcher going up to hit, it makes it more interesting, you know. Pitchers are excelling at pitching and not hitting, so anytime you plug another hitter into the lineup, it should become more offense. And with that, I'm more of an offensive player. Obviously came over to an American League team due to the fact of the DH, you know, to have an added position for myself. And so with that, I don't so much as the pitching. Yeah, you just got to be smarter. You don't have a guy that the probability of getting out is as high, and so it makes it a lot tougher in the American League.
You know, I love going to your guys' games. I go quite often. And I love covering you guys and writing about it in my blogs and whatnot, and having you on the show when you're available, when you guys are home. We like to introduce all of our listeners and your fans to you guys as just basic people, you know. But I kind of got a favor to ask of you. I want you to go on the best, I'll say, monstrous hitting streak that you can.
There we go.
And my favor is I need you to hit a lot of doubles. I'll take some triples if you got them. But I need to know if you could hit doubles out to that wall and just pound a hole in that funky monkey spot so that when they replace the wall, they'll have room to put our sideline banner up there.
I like it. I enjoy that, and let's hope for that. I got nothing else than hopefully do what you say.
So we appreciate you taking time out on a game night. We are encouraging everybody to get out to Cheney Stadium tonight. It is Family Fireworks Night as you watch your Tacoma Rainiers take on the Fresno Grizzlies and reclaim first place. Mr. Nelson, we appreciate you coming on the show.
We certainly do.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day. So there we go from the Tacoma Rainiers. That was Brad Nelson, infielder, coming up with the Milwaukee Brewers organization, taking some time out of his schedule. With that, let's get some other Tacoma news out of the way real quick, Tony, while we have time. The Tacoma Cobras kick off their season tomorrow against the Portland Thunderbolts at PGE Park down in Portland. Tony, are we going to be there?
We are going to be there. We're going to be doing the live Ustream broadcast for them tomorrow down in Portland. So we'll be traveling with the team probably as often as we can this year. So you'll always get your daily dose of the sideline. Or your sideline host.
Sidelines everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going global.
Of course.
See us on billboards pretty quick. Now, the Cobras, of course, had a phenomenal preseason where they outscored their opponents 170-15. We're hopefully looking forward to that continuing. Go to Ustream.com tomorrow, 1:30 kickoff time, to hear us broadcast the Tacoma Cobras game. And, of course, the Cobras, you can hear their show right here on KLAY. Every Monday, 6:30 to 7:30, as they broadcast from the Ram Restaurant and Brewery right here in Lakewood.
Absolutely. Good show. We've actually attended their radio broadcast on a few different occasions. Always a fun time. And also, just so you know, if you guys want to go to the Ram and show up on Monday nights when they do this from 6:30 to 7:30, you can get... Is it, well let me make sure. Is it everybody there for the Ram show gets that 25%
right.
discount during the Ram hour?
Indeed they do.
During the Cobras hour at the Ram, your Lakewood Ram. So.
And of course, we just recently did the voice work for the Tacoma Cobras TV commercial, which is airing on Click Cable TV. So wherever there's a Cobra, there's a sideline, pretty much, as I guess we can say. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, let's do another topic. Tony, throw a dart, pick a topic. We got about 2 minutes before we go to our next commercial break. I'll let you choose. I'll let you guide that first hour. How's that?
Okay, that works for me. I don't know if we can really get into this as this like full extent, but we'll touch it in 2 minutes, and then we'll pick back up later on, I think, time permitting. But last week we had a comedian on the show.
We did. Nate Jackson.
Nate Jackson. And he had a wish about our football team. He asked me what it will take for Seattle to win a championship, get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. And so he gave a list of criteria in which he thinks he just might be getting. Well, much to your chagrin, Nate, you know, I don't think we'll be getting any criminals anytime soon, but we are. I mean, well, I won't say we are. There's a possibility of a well-known star who might be making his way to Seattle.
And that star
I won't
will be?
Say his name, but I'll give you some initials. Maybe you can guess it. Maybe you can't. The first letter of his first name is T. The first letter of his last name is O.
Terrell Owens!
Petey, there you go. My partner cannot help but spill the beans, ladies
Everybody
and gentlemen.
Everybody knows. It's been on ESPN. T.O.'s coming. Now, you're usually pretty correct when you're talking your prognostication when it comes to football. So I'm having a tendency to believe this one. And, of course, you've seen the two. We only have like a minute left here.
Yeah.
So you kind of drug that one, the cat out of the bag. You drug it kind of the long way. So
yeah. The issue was whether or not people think he can get along with the receiving corps here. And I guess now that the music's up, we will pick this up later, and I'll fill you in on something juicy that I know
So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY, 1180-584-1480. Toll free from the County of King, 253-804-5765. People get off the sideline, get into the game.
Tired of playing Guitar Hero? You want to be a Guitar Hero? Or maybe you just got some business needs like mixing, mastering, video production, project productions, press kits, voiceovers, duplications, sound or lighting. Whatever it is, from head to toe, the boys down at Pacific Studios have you covered. The address, 2328 Pack Avenue. The phone number, 253-272-2010. Ask for Mark and tell him Tony sent you.
Chuck Boland. That's the way the ball bounces on 1180 AM KLAY.
What does it take to put on the Olympics? You need a committee of self-proclaimed leading citizens to attend cocktail parties, draw up plans, attend cocktail parties, put together elaborate promotional materials, and then attend cocktail parties. Then you need a gullible public to spend billions. You get that by appealing to their civic pride and using the fiction their lives will be improved by all the improvements, even if they can't pay for them. And finally, after you've won the right to bankrupt your city, you need a set of weird but whimsical mascots to serve as the symbol of the games, a symbol no one outside the committee will ever refer to again, which brings us to Wenlock and Mandeville. Remember the names because they're the mascots of the 2012 London Games. Let me try to describe these hideous creatures. Think of a pair of one-eyed Gumbies waving their stubby arms while they gyrate their malformed bodies, guaranteed to make you buy them for your children, but only if you want to induce nightmares that'll last for decades. Remember the official mascot of the Athens get-together? I can't either. I could look it up on the internet, but they'd be as creepy as Wenlock and Mandeville, and I could do without the nightmares. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
All right, we're back on the sideline on KLAY. We got another guest joining us. 584-1480 is the local number, 253-804-5765. Those are the digits to get on with us from King County. On the line with us Tacoma Tide, we have Mr. John Billings. John, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Got a three-game winning streak going now with the basketball team. That's got to be a refreshing breath of air for you guys.
Yeah, you know, they were struggling a bit early on in the season, but we've got some key acquisitions late in the year, personnel-wise, got some other guys healthy, and just got some confidence back. And, yeah, three in a row and looking good towards the playoffs.
That's always nice. You know, last week we took a moment out to have a heart-to-heart with our fans about the Tide basketball team and what they can do to try to help the team turn things around, which is show up and support the team at the games, you know. So
yeah, you're right on. You know, this is Tacoma's team, and it's funny. Last year when the team was having a little bit of trouble, they went to a little change in uniform, and the same thing has worked this year. Usually at home they wear the yellow jerseys and it says Tide. Well, their away jerseys are blue and say Tacoma on it, and this season they said, you know what, we need to get back and really representing who we are, the 253 Tacoma. And so they've been wearing the away jerseys that say Tacoma on it. And since then, they've got a three-game win streak going. So I think you're right on, guys. You know, we need the team to be supported by the community as much as the team supports the community with its effort.
Of course, we have two home games left. The next one is June 17th against Bellingham there at Curtis High School. When you were going through the extended losing streak, I mean, how was it to keep the team on track? I mean, how hard was it for the coach and the personnel to keep them focused? That must have been horrible.
Yeah, you know, these guys are veterans. I mean, they've played everything from high school, college, professional in Europe and in the U.S. And so they've been on their share of wins and losing streaks, and they can take care of it mostly. But, you know, losing's tough, and it starts to be contagious a little bit. And the guys were looking around and wondering if they could have that confidence, when they got down, could they come back? And, you know, I think some of these guys really had a heart-to-heart with themselves and said, we can't stop this run individually. We need to do it as a team. And as the team started to play a little bit more cohesive basketball, that's when the wins came back. So, yeah, you know, you got to look inside and definitely find your best effort, but you got to be able to trust your teammates, and that's what these guys were able to do.
I totally understand what it is you're saying. And although sometimes to the fans and listeners, it might seem a little cliche-ish, but sometimes it's often hard to do as an athlete and as a player, but sometimes you just have to take that step back, sit down, and then start all over again from the basics.
Yeah, you know, and these guys, you know, in any pro league, these guys are phenomenal players and have been stars of all their previous teams. So sometimes when the going gets tough, they look at themselves and say, hey, I'm the go-to guy. I got to get back in it. Well, with a number of good pros around you, you don't have to always be that go-to guy. Maybe it's a good box out, a good screen, a good rebound that really is the key component rather than you trying to score every time. So when guys started to understand that and really come back together to playing team basketball, it really turned the corner.
You know, and the key, even during the extended losing streak there weren't a whole lot of games that the Tide was out of or blown out the entire game. I mean, there was games where they had a lead in the second half. The games were close until, you know, one run one way or the other. So, you know,
And in this league, with limited number of timeouts, the runs come fast and furious. And then unlike college basketball or even the NBA, where you can call a timeout to stop a run, in this league, you just got to ride it out. So a 10-point win is more like a 2 or 3-point win in a lot of cases. So, yeah, they were close. They were in it, and that's what made it so tough, some of those games that you felt like, man, we had a great performance out there. We did all the right things. We just didn't come up with a win. You know, that's the way ball bounces. On the win streak now, we're getting some balls bouncing back our ways, and that's how, you know, that's how basketball goes.
So where can the listeners go to see your games? Where can they find you online? How can they get behind the Tacoma Tide?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would suggest, you know, checking out the website, and that's just TacomaTideSports.com. TacomaTideSports.com has got the basketball and the soccer stuff on there, and you can navigate what you're interested in. But that's got all the reports. We've got games, we've got pictures, we've got highlights from some of the games that have been on Comcast On Demand, as well as a few games on KLAY here. So, yeah, check out the website. And then, of course, Curtis High School is the home for the team that June 17th against Bellingham. They're a good rival for us. We've had some great games with them this year and last year in the playoffs. So come out, support the team, and yeah, like I said, you know, the website's a good way to get kind of in touch with what's going on with the squad.
And, you know, you brought up the soccer team. The soccer team, they're also on a 3-game winning streak. They're on the road in Canada for the second of 3 games up there tomorrow night. So they're having a pretty good year.
Yeah, they started off a little bit slow with a couple losses against the top 2 teams in the league, but they've righted the ship and had 2 great wins this last week and are actually on the road right now. They play Victoria tonight up in Canada, and then right back on Sunday against Vancouver. 2 big games. It's tough to play on the road in this league, the travel, and you don't always have your full squad. So winning games on the road are great. And if they can get a couple in this one, we'll be right back in the hunt for the championship.
So the Tide's keeping you busy with basketball and soccer. You do both, yeah?
Yeah, you could say that. I'm busy with that. And we also have the Seattle Sounders women, which is a women's soccer team that plays out at Aquila. So we're involved in all 3 teams. And, yeah, summertime is not a vacation time for me.
Yeah, so what we're going to do with you and for you, as well as the whole Tacoma Tide basketball team, and then Tacoma, the whole area and community as basketball fans. I happen to know that the business that went on with the Sonics and them leaving put a bad taste in everyone's mouth out here for basketball. So we're going to try to help repair that relationship between the sport of basketball and the communities, and the community out here as far as fans. And we're going to try to do that with your team and help promote your team to help fix this love affair that's been tainted with area fans and the sport of basketball.
Yeah, no, we would definitely, you know, we appreciate all the help we can get. We do a lot of community things. I was actually at an elementary school in Kent on Wednesday with a couple of players on the soccer side of things, and we went around and did a Q&A with every classroom, did a little clinic, and stuff like that is great. Well, we can give back into the community kind of from the pedestal that is a high premier sports team. So anything that the community can get back and take ownership of it is great. I know what you're saying. I got a lot of friends who refuse to watch the NBA playoffs right now because they're so frustrated with what happened with the Sonics. So get back your love for local sport and for local basketball, and I think the Tide's a good way to do it.
You know, that's the key, the fact that it is local, and we're going to do everything we can to support the Tide. We talk about you guys every week. We have updates on our website on the announcements page that we constantly keep updated. We have a link to your website on our webpage as well. And we appreciate you coming on the show with us. And like I say, you know, we're Tide supporters, so we're going to keep pushing people your way.
That sounds good, guys. We always got a front row seat for the two of you. Anytime you want, you let me know.
All right, John, appreciate that. You have a great day, my friend.
All right, guys. All right,
thank you. So there it was, John Billings from the Tacoma Tide on the air with us. The Tacoma Tide is kind of turning the corner. Wish they could have done it a little bit earlier in the season, but of course now the record 5-12. Wasn't looking really good up until these last three games, but with a handful of games left, you know, maybe they can get a little bit up there, closer to that 7-12 record. So, you know, once the wins come, hopefully they keep coming for them. So that was a good call there with John Billings. Now, I want to switch real quick. What makes you think I'm going to completely change the corner here? TJ Houshmandzadeh is going to get along with T.O.? You really think so?
Well, I do, and I won't say the obvious reason first. I'll say the behind-the-scenes reason. I think after the season that TJ Houshmandzadeh had last year, he's had a lot of time to just sit and reflect on his personal goals and achievements, his career as to what he's managed to do so far, and then reflect upon last season. And I'm sure
he
didn't like it at all. And I'm sure he's realized when he's shined his brightest and was at his best was when he had another elite receiver there with him, you know. And not to call the other guys on the team bench warmers, you know, but no one was stepping up to be a super elite last year, so...
How much of that do you think is the receivers, and how much of that do you think is the offensive line not giving the quarterback enough time to find a receiver, and how much is the quarterback? I mean, it can't just be the receivers. You know?
I'd say it had to be a combination of all three, because there wasn't – you can't blame the offensive line all season long.
Right.
Because they had pockets where they were playing with some really – horrible, you know, aspects of the game other than the line.
Right.
So, I mean, so you got to say it's all three. But here's the thing. There are teams with horrible offensive lines. Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger was sacked continuously, still managed to make big plays, still managed to have a winning record, still managed to get the ball out to his receivers. Peyton Manning, His offensive line was not that great, but
right.
Yet, you see, I mean, like, he is so exceptional at his decision-making and reads that he gets the ball out of his hands quickly and effortlessly. So,
you know, we only have a few seconds left, so I want to ask you this question real quick. Okay, so we get T.O., we have T.J. Houshmandzadeh. who's going to throw the ball to him? You can have the best receivers in the world, but if the ball's not getting to him, what difference does it make? Reflect on that.
I'll reflect on that. We're going to a break.
Listen to the sideline on KLAY, 584-1480, 253-804-5765 from King County. Call us, people. Get off the sideline. Get into the game. Hey, it's Pete from the sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring the Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I like to let that one run a little bit. That is absolutely a football song right there. A little AC/DC Thunderstruck for you. Of course, that could be a hockey song as well with our Seattle Thunderbirds. But let's get into the Fast Lane segment real quick. The Fast Lane segment is sponsored by the Loose Wheel, the motorsports headquarters for the Pacific Northwest. Watch the Nationwide Series race this Saturday, 5:15 p.m. for the Mayer 300 from Kentucky. The Sprint Series is from Michigan with the hell of a good Sour Cream Dips 400 at 10:15. That being on Sunday, 20 HD TVs ensures that you will not miss a single lap from any seat. The Loose Wheel has established themselves as the premier sports environment for the Northwest. Log on to loosewheel.com today and see how to get your pit pass. Tony, the Sideline Report.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Fast Lane
Report. I guess it's all kind of one big old Sideline Report, since that's who we are, you know. So anyway, here we go with the Fast Lane Report, folks. Your Sprint Cup Series. Kevin Harvick standing strong at number one. Kyle Busch, number two. Denny Hamlin's at three. Matt Kenseth, good old Matty Boy, at fourth with fifth. Still same old Kurt Busch. Jimmy Johnson climbed up to number six. I didn't think he'd stay in the doldrums of the top 10 for too long.
Now he's
climbed up a little bit. Jeff Gordon's down to number seven. Jeff Burton at eight. Carl Edwards at nine. And Greg Biffle wrap up the top 10 for your Sprint Cup Series. Speaking of the Sprint Cup Series, last week's race, you know who was won by?
Who got that one?
Denny Hamlin. Yep, he won the Pro Glide 500, picking up 195 points on Sunday. Nationwide Series, Brad Kulawski keeping it cruising at number one. Kyle Busch hanging around, not letting it go at number two. Carl Edwards, you know, one of my WWE boys, at number three. Good old Kevin Harvick at four. Justin Allgaier hanging strong at five with Paul Menard right behind him. Joey Logano creeping up at seven. it almost sounds like I'm like calling one of those horse races. Joey Logano creeping up at 7.
This is Charlie Lamb.
And Jason Leffler at number, I would say number 8, but both these guys are tied. I would say number 9, but both these guys are tied for 8th place, with actually, since there's a tie for 8th place, rounds right. out the, wait a minute.
Yeah, I only did the top 9.
Yeah, I would say round out the top 10. Like, that's bad math. I know my math. I mean, I'm not Einstein. I know my math. So I guess we only have a top 9 this week.
Yep.
Jason Leffler and Steve Wallace are tied for 8th place.
And
so,
who won the race last week?
Well, I thought you'd never ask, Pete.
I'm on top of it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you are. Brad Kolowski won last Saturday's race, picking up 195 points to extend his lead. Oh, he's cruising.
So there you go. That's the Fast Lane Report.
Cruising.
You know, I wonder how the loose wheel is going to do it, because now they have not only the Mariners games, they mm-hmm. have the last probably 2 NBA Finals games.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have all the World Cup games, and then they have the races this weekend.
You know what else?
What?
UFC 115.
And that's going to be Saturday
Ouch,
night.
So hurt, man.
They have,
you know,
so much going on there.
I've actually had a number of people come to me off the streets and a few online and say, we love the show, we tune in all the time, but why is it you guys don't cover UFC?
We're going to start.
Why don't we cover MMA? Well, folks, we are going to start covering mixed martial arts.
Yes, we are.
We are going to start covering the UFC. There are a few fight camps that are out here and a lot of homegrown fighters, and I actually have one in my family now, and so we're not doing this because of him, but we're doing this because of you, because that's who we're here for. We're here for you.
And Emerald Queen, they actually have quite a few MMA matches
mm-hmm.
down there at the new showroom right off of mm-hmm. I-5. So yep. It's natural. We've been approached by our listeners, and we are going to respond. We are going to start covering UFC, I think, starting next week.
Yep. I've also been asked about tennis. Now, we're not just going to, like, you know, cover everything, but, you know, something's interesting going on, like Wimbledon. We're not going to update every single match. There's a lot of those singles matches and doubles matches that just don't matter. But we'll give you the
main points.
Main points.
Yeah.
All the good stuff about, you know, what's going on in sports.
And that brings up a good point to you. If there's something out there, because folks, we cover it all. We're sports talk for the community. We give extensive coverage of the SPSL once fall comes back around. Of course, there's no
and the
school
Narrows
sports.
League.
The Narrows League. Oh, yeah. Got to get the Kitsap teams out mm-hmm. there. No doubt about it. And if there's a sport, a team, an organization that you want to get out there on the airwaves, that is what we do. Go to our website. It's real simple. It's on the SL, SL standing for sideline.com. Send us an email to Pete or Tony at
what?
On the SL, and we'll get you out there. That's mm-hmm. what we do.
We absolutely will. We try our hardest. So
Back to T.O.
Okay, so
who's
going to
throw
the
ball? Who cares how good they are? Who throws the ball? If the ball doesn't get there, they can't catch it.
Well, it's just going to start off with Matt Hasselbeck. And, you know, if he can't keep his legs under him and stay upright and be healthy, and that line can't keep him healthy, well, then it's going to be up to Charlie Whitehurst.
Right.
To toe the line. And if he doesn't do it, then God help us. We need a miracle.
You know, you bring it up like that with miracles. Paul Allen's got some coin. He's not broke. What we haven't seen so far, and I hate to see that, because I'm a huge Seahawks fan. I'll tell you right now, love the Seahawks. And Megan, if you're still listening from Dallas, sorry, I'm not the biggest Cowboy fan, but love the Seahawks. They just haven't shown a tendency to, during the midseason, make a move or bring in key free agents that they need to do. You know, we need to get this team back to where they were in 2005, 2006, when they were absolutely tearing up the NFC West. And T, what can they do it?
Well, it depends on what degree you mean. Can they do it? Because they're obviously going to do something. And with only winning 4 games last year, I'm pretty sure they're going to at least top that by 1 game. I actually had them slated to win about 7 to 8 games this season.
This isn't the toughest division in the NFL. That's for sure. So,
well,
8, 9, 10 at the most is all they need to win this division.
Yeah.
So they're going to be close next year.
I wouldn't totally discount this division. I think what's making this division look bad is the records that we've had here in Seattle and St. Louis's record over the past few seasons and the inconsistency of San Francisco. Arizona has shown that, bottom line, they have enough to make the playoffs over the last few seasons.
Yeah, they had the Super Bowl run there too. So.
Yeah, so.
And I get a lot of that, too, is how healthy you are at the end of the season and who's hot when it comes time for the playoffs. And Arizona certainly was that year. I'd like to see the Seahawks do it. You know, I don't know that that Charlie Whitehurst is the key. I'm certainly hoping that Matt Hasselbeck has another good, solid year in him. But at some point in time, I think we need to address that quarterback situation.
Yeah.
We made the big pickup on the offensive line during the draft. And if we pick up another one, maybe two receivers and Golden Tate can stay out of the donut shops, we'll be all right.
Yeah, especially the ones that are closed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe I saw that. That made the news. Golden Tate, of course, cited for criminal trespass.
Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. In the donut bin.
Did you see Pete Carroll's comment? They asked him about it. Told him he got cited for going into a closed donut shop and swiping a maple bar. And, of course, Carroll, he said that, you know what, he's disappointed in his judgment, but he understands the lure of maple bars. So this apparently is a joke in the eyes of the Seahawks, but what Lindale White was going through was not.
No.
I think a lot of that had, like, as I was telling you off there, had to do with the fact that Lindale White was facing a suspension from the NFL, and the Seahawks, if they're going to make a move, they need to make a move now. They don't want to wait 4 games into the season before they start to put together a record that's going to make it to the playoffs. There is no room. They're not going to be able to wait 1, 2, 3 games for the running game to get back. They need to do something. They need to do it now, right out of the blocks, to make the playoffs.
Definitely. So, speaking of the team, since we had it, you asked me about T.O., let me wrap this up. What makes me think, there's a lot of people out there who think, no, he can't get along with anybody, him and TJ will butt heads. Okay, first of all, he and TJ were together, sitting next to each other, game one at the NBA Finals down in L.A. So, and they obviously were there for 3 hours, and they had more than a discussion of, oh, how did you get this ticket next to my seat, you know? So, obviously, If you caught the game and you saw any of the facial expressions on either of the two, they do get along. All those players have each other's cell phone numbers. They text all the time and stuff like that and tweet back and forth and whatnot. So
if you're out there and you're concerned about how well T.O. and T.J. will get along, they're dating. You don't get along better than that.
No comment.
Yes, I did say that. Go to our website if you don't like what I just said on theSL.com. Tell me what you think. I think he's going to be a good, positive acquisition for the Seattle Seahawks. Would love to see T.O. make it here. And with let's wrap up the first hour. You've been listening to The Sideline. We got one more hour to go. So get on the phones, 584-1480, toll-free from King County, 253-804-5765. Time for me to slide out. Let Tony behind the driver's seat. You listen to The Sideline on KLAY.
Keeping you informed, this is KLAY.